Community colleges in Northern Illinois and Southern Wisconsin didn't fare exceptionally well in a ranking of 728 institutions in a recent study by WalletHub, although Southwest Wisconsin Technical College took the number 3 spot, and Illinois' Rend Lake College ranked at 11th. Wisconsin had a much higher percentage of its community colleges in the top third, 13 of 15 schools that made the list, than Illinois, with only 8 of 40 listed schools in that category. Highland Community College in Freeport did take the 104 spot. The study evaluated member schools from the American Association of Community Colleges according to 3 broad sets of statistics. The first, costs and financing, considered tuition, per pupil spending, faculty salaries, and whether free community college laws existed. The other 2 categories, educational and career outcomes, examined graduation rates and compared students' starting salaries with the cost of their education. When it comes to community colleges in the WNIJ listening area, Highland ranked the highest. Its strongest category was educational outcomes at 122, but cost and finances were also ranked relatively high at 177. President Tim Hood says more than 60% of students receive some kind of grant or scholarship, due in great part to the Highland Community College Foundation.
This was the first foundation of its kind for a community college in the state of Illinois. It's one of the longest existing and serving community college foundations in the country, and we have a very rich history of philanthropy in this area.
He was also impressed by the metrics WalletHub chose for the rankings.
It seems to me, as I look at the criteria, that they really touch on what I consider to be the most important elements and things that we need to be mindful of as educators.
Like all of the state's educational institutions, Highland lost significant funding during the budget impasse. Hood says they had to make some hard choices, but otherwise weathered the storm well.
We had some creditors that were reviewing Highland that summed it up by saying, "We are not only positioned to survive, we are positioned to thrive."
Other Northern Illinois community colleges tended to fall near the middle of WalletHub's ranks. Sauk Valley Community College, for example, took the 302 spot overall, but ranked at 53 in educational outcomes. SVCC President David Helmich says this is because of a particularly strong focus on careers.
Employers know us. They're quick to send their current employees to us for retraining, and they're quick to look for our graduates.
However, SVCC ranked at 686 for cost and financing. Helmich says this contradicts their overall costs.
Our tuition and fees is the 9th lowest in the state. We've done everything we can to keep it low, even during the dysfunctionality going on in Springfield.
Helmich says the disparity may be explained by a greater weight placed on whether a state offers free community college education. In his opinion, the study gives that factor too much influence in calculations.
So I think the validity of that measure itself is quite dubious.
Sauk Valley had a wide variation in rankings in each individual category. 2 other area institutions, Kishwaukee College at 307 and Rock Valley College at 341, scored much closer to each other in each category, with cost and financing both in the 400 range and education and career outcomes both in the 200 range. Kishwaukee College President Lori Borowitz says that, as with many community colleges, enrollment has dropped somewhat due to the economy. However, she notes a regular student survey found that attendees gave high marks to campus lab facilities and feedback on coursework.
The best results we've ever had in the 8 years that we've been doing a climate survey with our students, so there's a lot of good things going on at Kishwaukee College.
Since a large portion of their students end up transferring to other institutions, such as Northern Illinois University, Borowitz says there's a strong guidance system in place to ensure students have the credits they need to get into the right program.
They think they're going in one direction or they're not sure, so they just take classes. And then when they pick their major, they've taken classes that they don't really need for that major. So we've really put a push on helping undecideds.
As for the WalletHub study, Borowitz says it shouldn't be used in isolation.
I think it's just another resource. It's another tool out there that people are able to use. I think it's a newer one out there. But again, I think it's just people should study a lot of resources when they're looking at which college they intend to attend.
And then there's Rock Valley College. Its programs range from technical education and nursing to general academics. But Vice President for Institutional Research, Lisa Mellig, says many of their students are non-traditional.
On average, most of our students are taking, 3 to 4 years to complete, some even longer, depending on their life circumstances, because many of our students, being non-traditional students, have life responsibilities outside of school that they're trying to balance.
While graduation rates are solid, Mellig says a current RVC focus is trying to reduce the amount of time it takes those students to graduate.
The longer it takes you to complete any degree, whether you're at a community college or a four-year college, the less likely you are to complete it. And we certainly want our students to not only have good access to education, but then to complete that education.
As for the rankings, Mellig has mixed opinions. She says the Wallet Hub study's goal of showing potential students which colleges offer the best bang for the buck is admirable. But such a list wouldn't necessarily get the same usage as one comparing four-year colleges.
The reality is, they are community colleges, and most students are going to attend the college in their community.
At the same time, she says comparing other in-state schools can be useful.
I'd like to be able to drill into our data as well as the data of other institutions in Illinois to try to get a better understanding of, what we could learn from maybe other institutions, what we could replicate in terms of successes.
The college presidents aren't unanimous in their views of the study, but there is a general consensus. Namely, the Wallet Hub study may be useful at a glance, but it's one of many resources that prospective community colleges should consult. And that will become even more important as the economy encourages more trade-focused jobs and non-traditional education. I'm Chase Cavanaugh, WNIJ News.